With the beginning of the school term and a return to routine for families, Safefoot, the HSE and Healthy Ireland are encouraging parents to reduce the amount of screen time their children are having to become more active and start them on the way to a healthier life. I'm delighted to welcome to the programme a senior psychologist and manager for the HSE's Triple P Positive Parenting Programme. That's Conor Owens. Conor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Dara, thanks for having me on.
Listen, delighted to be able to talk to you, my friend. And, you know, it's very timely. The school term is, well, we're into it now at this stage. But, you know, you're putting forward kind of suggestions to parents to get their children away from the screens and become a little bit more active.
Yeah, the campaign was in response to queries that were coming in from parents right across the country around healthier lifestyles and how to have healthier, stronger, more sociable children. And one of the key concerns that parents were talking about was screen time. I think most families in Ireland are finding that it's a common concern, whether it's a problem for you or not. It's definitely a concern for parents. And there was Irish research then that looked at, well, how much are children actually spending on screens? And the Irish research was showing that for children under 2 years of age, you're looking at an average of an hour and a quarter screen time a day. And then that went up significantly to, for 12-year-olds, 20% of them were spending more than 4 hours a day on screens. So what we want to do is look at ways and ideas for how to actually reduce that. And we have lots of tips on our website, makestart.ie. But we also not only wanted to reduce them, but we wanted to swap that time for time spent at play, because there's a lot of stuff that happens in play that doesn't happen in screen time. They're very, very different. In screen time, if you're playing, a child is playing a game, if it's not going well, you know, they can just stop. They can just switch it off and then restart. Whereas if you're out on the front lawn with three or four of your friends and it's not going well, you have to learn how to cope with that, how to deal with that frustration. And that's kind of a skill that stays with you for life, learning how to deal with not getting your own way or not winning.
And Conor, I'm presuming now when you're talking about screen time, it's not just the television screen. We're talking about Android devices and, you know, Nintendos and all these sort of things that we see every day. Young people, they can't get their head out of their Android phone or their iPhone.
Absolutely, that's really common. But, you know, it's kind of it's also a difficult position for parents to be pointing this out to children without looking at what usage of screens they have themselves. They're the key role model for their children. So I think the starting point for bringing about any changes is for parents to actually look at their own screen usage and ask themselves the question, what's my child learning from the way I'm dealing with these screens? And what parents are saying to us is that it's that they want to change, they want a healthy relationship with technology, because an awful lot of the jobs of the future are going to include technology, so it's really important to have that balance. So what we're saying, what the campaign is saying, for children 2 years of age and younger, we're recommending no screen time at all. For children between 2 and 5, 1 hour or less. For children over 5, 2 hours or less. But that's negotiable, because at that age, screen time becomes part of their hobbies or their schoolwork, like if they're doing a project in school or they're looking up something on their favourite team or something like that. So it's about the content as well with older children, not just the time.
You know, I hear you, and I mean, I'm going to give you two different analogies. I talk about this quite a bit. I remember one time at Valentine's Day, I do a bit of taxi work, and I drove a couple out for their romantic dinner. And on the way home, husband in the front, wife in the back, they get out their Android phones and they're communicating with each other through their Android phone. Now, the other one is, I was in a hotel recently and there were a couple down at breakfast and they had their little 18-month-old toddler in the baby chair. And what was the 18-month-old toddler doing? Playing with the Android phone. And I'm kind of wondering, hey, where's it all gone wrong? Gone are the days when you know, as young fellows or young girls, you'd be out on the street, you'd be kicking a ball against the wall, you'd be socialising. You don't see that anymore either.
Well, I think when I look back to my own childhood, it may have been slightly different. I can remember my parents telling me, you know, that telly will rot your brain. Go outside or you'll end up with square eyes and things like that. So there always was. Screens are attractive. What's different now is there's been a revolution with the new tablets and the smartphones and the computers that have come in so quickly, and they're so engaging and attractive that we haven't had time to get used to them. We haven't had time to figure out what place we want them to have in our lives. And so we're only getting to grips with that now. But we're hearing more and more people saying, you know, there is research out there, we're aware of that, but really I'm more interested in my own family and what I can do with my family to get this kind of balance. So some of the simple things that we're recommending to parents is no screens in the bedroom, no screens an hour before bedtime, and no screens at mealtime. And I think if parents do that, that's a good start. And there's really good reasons for that as well. If you're having screens late at night, it disrupts the quality of your sleep, so you end up being more tired in the morning. And over meal times, it's a time for a family to actually have a chat about what's happened in the day and just some general chit-chat.
You know, in every essence, I'm the right person to be talking about this because I'm breaking every rule that you've just spoken about. And I admit it, I put my hand up. When I go to bed at night, I'm playing a game. When I'm out for my dinner with my mum like I was last night after the Liam Miller match, I was on the phone catching up with social media. So we're all guilty of it. It's not just the children. This is directed really at parents, you know. Set a good example in the home. Put away the phone, put away the television, you know, even take the dog out for a walk, bring the child with you. We are heading into, if we're not into already, an obesity epidemic. And unless we encourage our children to be more active, and by doing so, as parents to be more active, well, then we're not really going to get to the root cause.
Dara, that's a really good point about the obesity, because when children are playing video games, there's clear research that they actually take on extra calories. They're inclined to munch or drink sugar laden drinks, and that increases their weight. So that is an issue with it as well. So, you know, it's about small increments, small changes, one win every day. Have a realistic expectation for yourself. You might decide, yeah, we want to get a good control on the screen time in our homes, starting with ourselves as adults. But you know, you might know where you want to go to, but don't think that you can do that in one step. You know, break it down to manageable pieces, because parents are busy. Parents do have a lot on their plate, and it's unrealistic to be saying, just go and do this. That's why we have some tips up on the website, makeastart.ie, and why our advice would be one small win each day.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, it's like telling somebody you need to quit smoking and you're smoking 40 a day. You know, some people can do it cold turkey. Other people need to make steps along the way. Or you're suffering from mental health and you need to go and speak to somebody and talk things through. So baby steps, but you got to take the first step. And as you said, and your research shows this, by reducing, even by 30 minutes every day, the screen time can make a huge impact, a positive impact, into the life of a person.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's about having those realistic steps and having deciding. And when you start to do this, do it at a time when you have energy and you have time, not when you're busy, not when there's been a row in the family over they won't get off the screens. That's not a good time to change the rules. Have a discussion about it when things are calm, when things are going well, and introduce the steps when things are going, when there's an energy about to do it.
Do you know, Connor, you just give me a great idea, because I live with my mother, she's 84, and from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, every evening, it's Emmerdale, EastEnders, Fair City, and if there was anything else thrown in along the way, and I'm turfed out, she's in front of the screen. I think I'm going to start on her now when I go home.
oh, I'm not sure if you might be biting off more than you can chew there. I wouldn't get between somebody and their soaps. I think it's a reasonable amount, a reasonable amount.
But I can tell her that I was talking to a senior psychologist, and mother, it'll do you the world of good. Come off that for a half an hour and let me watch the match.
Let me know how that goes.
I probably won't be here next week to tell you about it. But look, in all seriousness, it is a huge issue. And I am always very conscious when it comes to weight, body mass index and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes we kind of we fly over it a little bit. But the less time we spend on the screen and the more time we do something active, the less of a chance that we're going to have with health issues moving forward. So this will be a win-win across the board.
There's no doubt about that. The research is really clear on that. And it's much easier for parents if they start when their children are young and when it only requires small tweaks. So I suppose what I would be saying is this is something that's out there for everybody. It's not just for the few. It's for everybody. And if they make small changes, they'll get big rewards from it.
Fantastic. And for anybody that's tuned in and you want to find out more about this, the website address is makeastart.ie, and let's make a start this evening. Connor, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. It's been a blast. And look, we can only do what we can do, and hopefully people listening to us now will make, you know, necessary changes, baby steps, and who knows where this will lead.
Great. Thanks very much, Dar.
Thanks for joining us, Connor, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.